Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy industry concerning upcoming fairs this summer and the exhibitions that'll occur as a result of those. As we think about summer and we think about county fairs and 4-H and FFA exhibits, we need to think about some of the requirements that go along with those events. So, if you're planning on exhibiting animals at a county fair, and particularly if you're planning on exhibiting dairy animals, regardless of age, you need to be aware of those requirements and make sure that you follow all the rules. So when it comes to dairy animals, it's a little different than what it is for beef animals. Dairy animals, regardless of age, are required to have some sort of official ID. Now, if that ID was placed after November 5th, 2024, it is required that it is an EID or an RFID tag. Now, this is true for all ages of animals, including dairy calves. So, if you're planning on showing a dairy animal, and particularly calves, at a county fair, just please be aware that when you check your animal in, you are required to have that animal tagged with an EID. Just want to remind you that all animals need to be disease-free when they show up to the show, so making sure that we don't have any clinical signs of infectious or contagious diseases in these animals is very important. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging you to make sure that you follow all the health requirements that are required for showing those animals.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.